There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Off and running here on a Wednesday. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today on the 3-hour program, Josh Applebaum from right here at VSiN in 30 minutes, a market report with him, some of these line moves in the NFL this week now suddenly.
Hello.
And college. Ross Tucker, love having him on the show in an hour from right now. And Mike Palm, the VP of Circa Sports, coming up in 2 hours. He will be in studio. Paulie, it's so close now, you can almost taste it. We get the lid lifter to the season tomorrow night in the NFL with the champs taking on the Bills. I was in multiple fantasy drafts last night. People love this sport for so many reasons. There are so many ways to bet. But this show, we're on in a lot of major NFL markets across the country. And one of the other reasons why people love this sport so much is because where we're on and other cities, those fan bases always have hope. For the most part, right? There are some teams going in where the fan bases are like, yeah, this season's going to stink. But overall, in the NFL for the last, you know, 25, 30 years, at the beginning of the season, you're like, all right, can we actually turn it around this year, and can we make a run like the Bengals did a season ago?
Good example. Great points. A problem with NBA and Major League Baseball, so many teams are out of it before the season even starts.
Yep.
But here, part of the appeal and the love affair and why the sport is so popular, you can come in and turn it around like that. You mentioned the Bengals. Go back to when the Rams won the Super Bowl with Warner, and they had a lousy year the year before. But you just, I mean, something we'll get to coming up. 17 of the last 19 years, a team has gone worst to first. You make a couple nice moves on free agency, a good draft. You never know. You can just flip it like that, and that's why the sport is fantastic, and you're going to give something that blew my mind here in a second.
Yeah, and that to tie it all in here, I mean, the offseason was incredible, going all the way back to March. So we've been licking our chops here waiting for this because so much movement happened, big players going from point A to point B. But when you think about it like this, since 1990, and yeah, I know we recently expanded to an additional playoff team, but since 1990, there have been at least four new playoff teams every single year. Can you believe that stat?
That's astonishing.
Every single year, minimum four.
32 years in a row.
Oh. So we can run all this down right now, conference by conference, and I can tell you, looking at the AFC, and this is why it's going to be so much fun, I've we've been saying this since like May. You could probably make the case for like 12, 13 teams to get into the playoffs. I think that list maybe has dwindled a little bit. Deshaun Watson, obviously, for the Browns. A couple of other factors in there. But in the AFC alone, I think you can probably find four teams here that won't make the playoffs that made it a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking at the conference odds right now to actually win this thing.
Well, Ravens obvious, right?
To get in,
To get in. Yes. Come back in. Colts?
For sure.
Dolphins?
Yeah, you can make a case there.
All right, yeah. And NFC, Saints, Vikings, you're not even working hard.
No, you're not.
That's not even tough.
A cursory glance at it, right?
That's right.
I mean, who's going to be shocked? And this is why, like, yes, no playoff odds here. It's been so fun to look at and bet on throughout the summer months. Who's going to be shocked if the Titans, Raiders, Patriots, and Steelers miss the playoffs this year just from the AFC?
There you go.
There's four teams right there that you could just from not even thinking about it. No problem. Easy. I can see that happening.
I'm confident it's Chargers and or Broncos, if not both. There'd be another one.
Right. In the NFC, yep. I don't think we get that much turnover. But right out of the gates, I mean, Cowboys, Cardinals, I could see both these teams missing. And who knows? Maybe the Buccaneers that go sideways. Maybe some of these other, maybe Trey Lance doesn't work out. Right?
Possible, yeah.
So we're talking, I mean.
Injuries, sure. Anything can happen.
If the average has been four, at least four, actually, since 1990, what's that number going to be this year?
I'd go 5.5, heavily juiced to the over.
Yeah, and I would. I think that's a good,
2 years ago, Baltimore, Cleveland, the Colts, Washington, Chicago, New Orleans, Seattle made the playoffs. They all missed last year. Combination of many factors. Injuries, bad quarterback play, changes with the roster. But that's fantastic how it can just change like this, and you have hope. I mean, who thought the Bengals were going to do that? Who had that?
No, they were.
After what happened? Chase, all the drops. They look terrible in practice, and they go to the damn Super Bowl and almost win it.
They were 25-1 or higher to win their division last year. So, and they were underdogs in like almost every one of their games before the season started. And somehow they shocked the world. But even like in the AFC West, and this might sound like blasphemy, but are you going to be completely stunned, fall off your couch, shocked if the Chiefs would miss the playoffs in that division? If it goes a little bit sideways, because remember before they made that run and they beat the Bulls in the playoffs to host the Bengals to go to the Super Bowl, like there were question marks about the Chiefs last year. Teams kind of figured out Mahomes, the defense, you still have to worry about a little bit. I think they're going to be very good again this year. But I'm just saying, if the Chargers were better than them, if the Broncos happen to be better than them this year, they get a couple of injuries, breaks don't go their way, I'm not going to be completely stunned.
Yeah. That surprised me, though. I've come around on the Chiefs, and I love them in week one. More on that crazy move yesterday. I mean, they're betting this game like it's already been played week one.
Right.
But that's... when we saw it a couple years, that's the other thing. We talk about worst to first, but first to worst. And that continues to happen only a few times. And those are big tickets, too.
Oh, for sure.
So that's injury related with most of them, but sure.
How about the best team that made the playoffs in the NFC last year that will miss this year? Cowboys?
Yeah. Number one, they never put together back-to-back seasons. It's always a chore that rarely happens. They go playoffs back-to-back. You haven't had a repeat division champ in the East since 2004. I think the Philly steam and hype is real. You have a key injury to Smith. You don't know about the wide receiver position other than Lamb. I doubt they'll be able to run the ball anyways. Zeke's on his last legs. And you have a coach on the hot seat. And at some spots, the co-favorite or second choice to be the first coach fired, even though Jerry doesn't whack him while the season's going on. But to me, it's all setting up to be a disaster in Dallas, and that Peyton will be the coach next year.
Yeah, I'm not going to be surprised. Again, this could go either way for the 49ers, where Lance actually, it's a home run with him, and they win 11-12 games, challenge the Rams in that division.
It's close, though. But that's the thing. If they didn't have Jimmy, I would say San Francisco. But there's your
there's
plan
your,
B.
There's your fail-safe,
and
sure.
And if it goes sideways early on, you just put Jimmy in.
Yep. I had a buddy reach out to me yesterday who said, damn, I wish we could bet the first coach fired here in Las Vegas. I said, who do you like? Who do you have in mind? He goes, I would be all over Kingsbury.
Really?
I missed my chance here to really fire on props on the Cardinals, miss the playoffs, under alt totals, that kind of thing.
I think it's like 12-1 in that range.
For him?
Got up to the hot start, 7-0, almost missed the playoffs, the horrible performance on Christmas, right? And that's Kingsbury. They start out with a good record, and they're just horrible in November and December.
That's exactly his MO. It happened at Texas Tech.
Yes, it did.
They got off to blazing hot starts,
okay.
Winning games, covering games. Same thing here with the Cardinals.
Hopkins suspended. It's all right.
Yeah. Last year, they were the talk of the 7-0, like you said, right? 7-0. They pounded some of their opponents into oblivion.
They did.
Okay. I mean, that game when they went to Tennessee in week one, and it was a woodshed game, and that kind of continued, and then eventually the steam was lost.
Hopkins suspended. Yeah, Mario Andretti drew 125 and a 65, getting speeding tickets every day.
So, what if Kyler Murray's a little bit of disaster, too? That could happen.
Okay. 17 the last 19 years, a team has gone worse to first. At DraftKings, will a team go worse to first? Yes, minus 220. I mean, the no-brainer is the Ravens. But if you take out the Ravens, who are you going to go with? Ravens and Browns tied for last year. Seattle, Lions, Jets, Denver, Carolina, Giants, Jacksonville.
Okay, well, obviously most of them would be big bombs to pay off.
You take out the Ravens. That's hard, though. I mean, I can't make a case for it. Maybe Denver.
Yeah, okay. So if that's the question, if it's not Baltimore, who would it be?
Yeah.
The next closest team would have to be the Broncos.
Right.
Would have to
be. Then it's just a huge gap. I mean, then now you're talking about insanity for somebody else to do it. Then it's completely shocked the world, like a Cincinnati.
I would rank them.
And in key injuries to whoever was the champ last year.
Okay, so then who's the third team? If it's Baltimore 1, Denver 2, I would actually rank the Panthers number 3. Where this kind of works out, Mayfield.
I'd have to do it.
Because, I mean, the teams behind them are just, how do the Seahawks do it? How do the Jets do it?
All right.
Jacksonville, maybe?
Oh. I would have Jacksonville ahead of the Giants, though.
Oh, I would, too.
Yeah.
Where would you have the Lions?
Oh, way down the list. You're jumping the Vikings and the Packers?
Would you have the Lions ahead of the Jets?
God.
I think oh boy.
No. I could see it. Patriots are a mess. Tua plays like Tua. There's no improvement, right? Hill goes to bananas. A tirade. And maybe there's an Allen injury or something.
Yeah, yeah. You can never count that out, right?
Maybe Wilson takes a big step. I don't know.
Because if one of these top-tier teams, if they have a major injury, a quarterback, it completely changes everything.
Yeah.
And that's just the bottom line. Kickoff football season with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for all football-related content. Check out the website, betrivers.com, or download the Bet Rivers app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week, Bet Rivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game, and it all begins tomorrow night. And this, again, what a team to put the champs against. Everybody's power-rated number one team. Chris Andrews, who's been a longtime bookmaker here in Las Vegas, said this week that he cannot recall a favorite ever being this low on his odds board.
Yep.
Before week one, he has the Bills at plus 375 here in town. He can never recall that ever. Think about that.
Nuts.
With how many of the amazing teams that we had, how Brady was with the Patriots. That's incredible. Up next, win some, lose some. We will recap all of last night's betting action and kick around available odds on teams to start 5-0 here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Some, lose some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, favorites won 11-3 yesterday in baseball. Couple big dogs cash, though. Texas ends their long losing streak plus 230. Man, Valdez, you can't have it every start. Gave up too early and then found himself, but got to him in the seventh.
So 6 2/3, allowed 4 runs, only 2 earned, though.
Oh, it was only 2 earned?
So still a quality start.
Okay.
11 Ks last night.
All right.
So he was solid, but that's a huge dog to come in.
All right. Pirates plus 190. Routed the Mets. They lost Marte. They cannot hit right now. I mean, they take 2 out of 3 from the Dodgers and now lose 3 in a row to bad teams. Now they got the doubleheader against Pittsburgh. After being 10.5 back, Atlanta has now caught the Mets.
I can't believe they're tied.
No.
Here's the upset of the night. The Braves gave Kyle Wright 10 runs of support.
Good.
He didn't get the win.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, couldn't cover the run line either.
Yeah.
Yeah. That scene in the program with Jimmy Kahn where they have the Gatorade all set up and he comes in at halftime and flips it over. That's what your season's going to look like. That's what the Mets have done
to
their season. Because if you can't win the division, you don't get the bye, and you got to burn DeGrom and Scherzer in the first round, and you're probably going to face the Dodgers Tuesday, game one, and you're not going to have those guys. Ridiculous what's going on. And they're tired. Rockies plus 170. Oh, my God, what a comeback. Oh, the Brewers. And home teams 11-3 yesterday in MLB. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and the tweets. Look at this. The cast of Better Call Saul hanging out at a ball game. It's Howard, Patrick Fabian, who plays Howard, Mike, Gus, and there's Lalo just hanging out, catching a ball game. Let's play too. Look at that, hanging out.
So if you were at the game and you could only talk to one of those guys.
Oh, good question.
Who would you want to talk to?
Mike has seen some stuff.
Oh,
He's in Beverly Hills Cop. Axel Foley flips him over. Lalo seems like a good dude.
I would think, there's Gus, though, too.
Yeah.
I'd probably
Star Wars and everything.
Yeah.
Hell of a resume. He's in the Usual Suspects.
Is he really?
That's him. They send over the fax of Kaiser Soze. That's him.
Oh, my God.
Look,
I have to go back and watch that.
That's Gus.
Okay. Wow, I had no clue. I'd probably lean Lalo, though.
Would you?
Yeah.
Good question, though. I love dogs. How smart are dogs? This is so good. The owner was taken to the hospital in the ambulance. The dog follows the ambulance the whole way.
Oh, man.
Now, how, a little help here. You can pull him in, right? Put him in a front seat, something. He followed the ambulance the whole way, checking on the owner. Is he okay? And walks right into the hospital and sets up shop, waiting about, is my guy going to be okay? It's in a different country. But it's like, a little water, a little help here? Put the guy in the front seat. Come on. smart is this dog? Chase, follow the ambulance the whole way. Wow. But is my owner going to be okay?
I'm blown away.
I love it.
Can't beat it. And I love, you know, love Huskies too. They get like the to zoomies? Talk and communicate. This is the Zoomies, right? Coming in.
Morning,
from
Zoomies.
The couch, to the bed, running back, go back to the room. And that's the morning Zoomies from the Husky and back on the couch. A little exercise, a little workout, feeling
sure.
good. Excited, right? That's excellent. Lusa, can't wait to talk to Mike Palm, VP of get three out? Casinos here. This has happened numerous times in Las Vegas. It happened the other day downtown. Look at this snatch and grab. The guy, how brazen is this? Guy playing, rolling dice, jumps over the table, grabs 18,000 in chips, heads out of the casino, made it out. I'll ask Mike, are those chips worthless though? Can he cash them back in? They're supposed to be marked and have a tracking number, but he got out of there, but now it's gonna be a mission to get the chips back in and try to cash them, and how's that gonna work?
How did he get out of there?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of good exit routes. It's like Heat, right, with Pacino? Good exit routes, huh? These guys have plans, good strategy. I mean, can he get back onto Fremont, snatch and
probably
grab and
did,
run
yeah.
right out of
I'm
there?
I'm guessing he did his homework there for a long time.
You want me to tell you where it is?
But also...
Well, it says it right there. I missed it.
Well, yeah, it says right there.
Air Cortez.
So, I mean, cameras are everywhere. People know right. this. Look at that photo.
Well, there's a door right by the pit, and he just runs on Fremont, makes a run for it, like Tom Cruise.
And has a car waiting for him.
Yeah. Interesting. My God, more on that with Mike Palm. How about the Marlins? They have done it again. David Bierman, ESPN. They lost yesterday 3-2. That's their ninth straight game with two or fewer runs scored. Tied for the longest streak of the last 20 years. Last team to do it, the 0-3 Diamondbacks. Remember, from July 30th to August 15th, they scored three runs or fewer, 16 in a row. That was the third longest in the live ball era. This is a travesty, what's going on. A couple bad beats. Brewers laying $1.75. Let me get this straight. The Brewers led 6-1 in the eighth and lost. And the Diamondbacks led 5-0 and 5-4 in the ninth and blew it. What a way for the Padres to pick up a game. Oh, keep an eye on the Brewers.
And what a way to blow a bet on the Diamondbacks.
Yep, plus 150. 5-0 in the fifth, 5-4 in the ninth, and they blow it. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250 match. Learn more at betrivers.com.
Okay, so some really good props are up, obviously, across the country. DraftKings offering teams to go 5-0, right?
Love it.
To begin 5-0. Dallas is 14-1. Okay. So the way the Cowboys schedule starts, I mean, we talked to our buddy Adam Chernoff yesterday, and he gave out, he likes Tampa Bay to win the game. He likes the Buccaneers money line and, you know, tell people to get on that ASAP. Then they have the Bengals in week two. Okay. So the Cowboys are 14-1 again. If you actually do the math on the current money lines that are available, and they are, the true odds are around 21-1. So what you would want to do based on how these point spreads would fall and the money lines would probably open up and it'd be available at, just if you wanted to bet the Cowboys think they're going to go 5-0, just roll it over. Bet them to win week one against the Buccaneers and do the same exact thing every single week for 5-0. Who do they have after the Bengals?
At the Giants, Washington, at the Rams. Good job by you figuring out the true odds. Excellent. But that's...
They're not going to go 5-0.
No, I can't get there.
Nope.
And to tie it into another great prop that they have, they also have longest winning streaks up, which is good. How creative is that?
Mm-hmm.
And Dallas' longest winning streak is 4.5, under minus $2. But that's at any point. I mean, you got the 5-0 start, and then you have other teams, which we'll get to. Can you get a 4.5, 5.5 game winning streak over under?
The Vikings are 10-1 to start off 5-0. They go Green Bay at Philly.
Doable.
Detroit at home. New Orleans, that's over in London.
Yeah.
And then Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, they can win the final three games there of this five-leg stretch. But then, can they beat Green Bay and Philly to begin the year? Anyway, the Vikings' true odds are around plus 1482 if you were to roll it over.
Okay.
The Colts are 10-1.
I can get on board.
Okay, tell us why.
Houston, win. Jacksonville, win. Chiefs at home. I know they've struggled against Tennessee, but I think they'll beat Tennessee at home. Chiefs at home is going to be tricky, but doable, and then you go to Denver. That could have, if you, one of these, I would say yes. You say it's listed 10 to 1 true odds, almost 16 to 1.
If you rolled it over, you're almost 16 to 1. So you want to just automatically say they're going to beat Houston, they're going to beat Jacksonville.
Yes.
Think so?
Yes.
This team has struggled for a long time in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. It's also a horror show week one. They're on a 1-11 ATS run in week one.
Uh-huh.
So that's...
That's no good.
I know. But I'm believing. I'm all in with them, so I'm not going to say
you can't back down now, then. The Bengals, to start off 5-0, they are 10-1. It's Pittsburgh at Dallas, at the Jets, Miami, and at Baltimore. So I don't think they're going to go 5-0, but if you rolled it over, the true odds in the Bengals would be about plus 1160. So 10-1 is close anyway to that.
That's doable, right?
Oh, man.
Come on.
Yeah,
Dallas doesn't
scare
anybody. That could come down to the Baltimore game.
Yeah, it might come down to the Baltimore game.
Yeah.
Speaking of that team, Baltimore, they are listed at 9-1. And, boy, there's a game that I like actually on the board. I'll tell you about it a little bit later on. That the Ravens play.
Are they only 2 at New England? Is that it?
Yeah, they're 1.
What?
They're 1.
Oh, God.
That's the game. You nailed it.
Yep.
They're at the Jets, Miami at New England, Buffalo at home, and then Cincinnati. Okay. 5-0. Boy, yeah. Both those games at home.
Yeah.
True odds in Baltimore, plus 1330 on the board. They're 9-1. So your best case scenario here is to just bet each game individually if you think a team's going to go 5-0. And you're going to get better odds pretty much every single time. Based on where, and now things could change. Point spreads might not be that high in certain games, et cetera. But
good prop.
Yeah.
Fun prop.
Yep. It is.
Look what happened last year. Arizona started 7-0.
You're also right, because the fact that you can bet on the longest win streaks for a lot of these teams is also very creative.
Yes.
Find that spot in the schedule where it might make sense for a team to go on a run. Like you called with the Braves this year in baseball. And you can bet on longest winning streaks.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
It is. Those are good props.
All right. Good. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the sports betting network. You can always get in touch with the show. FTM@VSiN.com is the email. FTM@VSiN.com. A market report with VSiN's very own Josh Applebaum is up next. What happened before and after the Sam Hartman news yesterday? And how about this movement again on the Chiefs?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All right, it starts tomorrow. Can't wait. Bills, Rams, football season's here. Become a VSiN subscriber. Get our college and NFL guides. Only VSiN subscribers get all the tools to get ready for the season. Advanced stats, power ratings, best bet on season win totals, player awards. Sign up early for the discounted rate of $175. Both guides and full access all the way through the Super Bowl are $40 a month. VSiN.com/subscribe.
All right. VSiN has a team of experts in every sport who write, post, and join us here on the network for their exclusive analysis. And joining us right now is Josh Applebaum, host of a couple of podcasts here on the network, the VSiN Daily, Morning Bets, and also Market Insights. Good morning, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mitch and Paulie. It's great to be with you. Finally, we have NFL starting tomorrow, so it's the best time of year. Excited to break down some games with you guys this morning.
All right.
Yeah, and how about what happened here yesterday in the NFL? I mean, these games have been on the board forever. Chiefs at the Cardinals was sitting 3 for a long time, 3.5, then 4.5. And then all of a sudden yesterday takes a big bump up. Now KC's laying 6 on the road at Arizona.
Yeah, this one's really interesting here, Mitch, because number one, as you mentioned it, these lines have been up all summer long. So what's really notable to me is that, you know, you're hearing rumors on Twitter and you got to take it with a grain of salt, but I think this one was legit. About a syndicate really liking the Kansas City Chiefs in this spot, but it looks like they got them yesterday at like -4.5, because remember, this game opened Chiefs -3 over the summer. That 3 was available to you, you know, throughout all the summer months. And then these syndicates, what is a syndicate? I think it's important to note, it's basically a pool of really sharp, wise guys who have put their money and their resources together and get down hard at multiple books to try to maximize their winnings here. So this syndicate, this group of respected bettors, seems to really like KC, but I'm scratching my head, because if you liked them, you know, why didn't you bet them a little bit earlier in the summer? You could have gotten closer to -3, -3.5.
Yeah.
They hit them -4.5. Now you're all the way up to -6 now, guys. And you do have a pretty good bet split here. 70% of bets are on Kansas City, which does make it a public play as a contrarian bettor. You know, it's tough for me to lay a -6 when you could have gotten a 3 and you're with the public here. but the Chiefs are getting 81% of dollars. So you got a little bit low bet tire dollars here. But guys, I'll be honest with you. To me, in week one, it's all about these dogs. If you look at these numbers, dogs last year in week one were 12-4 against the spread. Mm-hmm. And that really wasn't an aberration. Since 2016, dogs are 58% against the spread. Kyler Murray in his career, 16-7 ATS. So to me, I know it's going to be a big teaser play probably with the public. Take the Chiefs down to a pick 'em basically. But I would be, I wouldn't be too fast to run to the book and lay with the Chiefs. You've missed the line move. And I think if anything, you want to, put on a hazmat suit, go contrarian, only 30% bets Arizona. I'd be looking towards some of these dogs, especially the gross ones that people really have no faith in. Those are the ones that provide the most value.
No home field advantage for the Chargers. What do you think of the Raider money? And now that's down to three.
Yeah, that's really notable here, Paulie, because number one, it's been consistent movement toward the Raiders to start. So this game open, Vegas at the Chargers, you mentioned it. Really no home field advantage here. I was talking to, Ben Wilson and Pritch yesterday. There's probably going to be a lot of Raiders people around your area, maybe invading the stadium here. So maybe that's the benefit. But really the market, depending on regardless of where the game's being played, all movement has been toward the Vegas Raiders. This game open Chargers, pretty much laying four across the market, some 3.5s. Now we're showing 3.5 on our VSiN odds here. But I have seen some books that have gotten down to three. So that's really important. And really the notable thing to me, guys, it's a 50-50 bet split. The public really doesn't know what to do. They respect the Raiders and you're getting points here, but also the Chargers with Herbert, one of your top players here to possibly win most valuable player. They made a lot of good offseason moves. But when I look at these numbers, if it's 50-50 bet split, theoretically a line shouldn't move at all. But this one's 50-50 and yet it's moved quite a bit toward Vegas. So all money has been flowing in here on Vegas. I think the important thing is though, guys, the hook. If you're going to bet the Raiders, you got to find a book with a 3.5. It's available out there, but yep, there are some books at -3, but it's juiced up Chargers -3, -120. So if you're at a book with three, I would wait. This is probably going to get back up to 3.5. This has also been really your top spot week one. Divisional dogs in week one since 2016, they're 22-8 against the spread, 73%. So I'd be looking at Vegas with the hook in this game as well.
Okay, the story of week one are the home dogs, and 10 of them, and the defending champs are home dogs tomorrow. What do you think of all this? It's like they want forget playing the games. Bills are winning the Super Bowl.
I know, seriously, it's crazy, Paulie. They're really the team that everyone's really banking on this year to go over the 11.5 win total. That's really juiced up. Your favorite to win, obviously, the Super Bowl, the AFC, big favorite in the AFC East. Now, I look at this game through one of two ways. Number one, I think it's important to note the money is flowing here on the Buffalo Bills. Throughout the summer, a lot of these books were as low as, a pick'em type number. At one point, it was Rams -1, Bills -1. We've seen a ton of money hit Buffalo, flip the Bills all the way to -2 or even -2.5. So again, from a dog to fave perspective, Buffalo's taking in a lot of action. But to me, guys, again, similar to kind of that Chiefs game, it's hard for me to be with the public, 70% of bets on the Bills, and you're getting the worst of the number. Maybe you look at the Bills on a money line opportunity here, but I got to stay true to these dogs. McVay has a dog, 9-6 ATS in his career. Dogs who made the playoffs the previous season are 58% against the spread since 2016. So at this point, I'd be looking at the Rams 2.5. What's notable to me is all this Bills betting, but it wouldn't go to -3. And a lot of these books that were at 2.5 are starting to inch back down a little bit here. So maybe it's a teaser play. If you're worried about a 3-point game, you could take the 2.5 or 2 up to 8 or 8.5, go through 3, go through 7. But guys, it's a primetime game. The defending champs are only getting 30% of bets. I got to look toward the Rams here in this spot, take the points.
Josh, one college question. Can you explain what happened yesterday with the Wake Forest number before and after this news with their quarterback, Sam Hartman?
Absolutely here, Mitch. This is really notable because it kind of shows you the power of Twitter and being plugged into Twitter and getting this information quickly. That's really the important thing because what we've seen here with Sam Hartman being cleared, he's going to play. He's your 3-year starter at quarterback. Poor kid. He had a blood clot. He had to have surgery on August 9th, but he looks good to go here. So when this game opened, it was actually Wake as low as -7. It's all the way up to -13.5. So a massive move here in favor of Wake with their starting quarterback coming back. They're ranked 23rd in the country. Last year, he had 39 touchdowns. He led Wake to an 11-3 record. Now, with our VSiN.com bet splits, 70% bets, 86% money here on Wake Forest. But to me, I'm looking at that key number of 14. Like, will it hit 14? Mm-hmm. Will there be buyback and will it come back down? That's really notable to me. If you're worried again, like my thought process, same sort of thing. You're laying a 13.5, you're getting the worst of it. They could roll Wake and win by 21. But as bettors, it's really difficult to lay a number once it's moved so much. I'd maybe look toward the total, guys. This one has moved quite a bit as well, but it did open 61.5-ish. It's up to 66. both these teams have scored quite a bit here. If you look at what Vanderbilt's done so far, they've scored 73 points in both games against Hawaii and Elon. The only worry for me, keeping out for the weather, it could be really rainy here for Vanderbilt. It's a noon game on Saturday, but a lot of over money, a lot of movement toward Wake. Again, you miss the number. Sometimes it's better to just lay off in these spots.
If you want more deep dives from Josh Applebaum and more, they're available on vsin.com, only for VSIN Pro subscribers. Become a pro at vsin.com/subscribe. Follow Josh on Twitter. He is at Josh_insights. And download, subscribe, listen to his podcast. He does a great job. The VSIN Daily Morning Bets and also Market Insights. Josh, great stuff today. Thanks for the time.
I appreciate it, guys. Last time I saw you, mass legalized betting. Now we have NFL starting tomorrow. It's good luck here on Follow the Money.
Yes, it is. Very much so. Have a good week, by the way.
You too. Thanks, guys.
Yep. Some of these overall line moves? When you look at the games of the year that were available, again, months ago, at the South Point here in town, they opened up Bama 12 against Texas. Now they're laying 20 in that game. The Tennessee game opened up 2. They're 6.5. Mm. I don't know. What do you make of that game?
I like Tennessee.
You want to go first quarter bet again?
I love Tennessee.
It's a small number. I think they're 4.5 for the first half, though. It's 6.5 for the game, 4.5 for the first half.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Tell people about Florida.
Because
this is so good. I don't understand the Tennessee, where no one was buying in, and now they blow out Ball State, and it's still like, okay, I know it's Ball State, but still. But this is how you play you make the playoff every year, and how this week in, week out grind crap started. Take it away.
So think about this. Florida, they were preseason 38th in one of the polls when you look at the receiving votes. They played a home game at night, non-conference, where a 2-point dog, give or take. They won that game on a coin flip, by the way, and the other team was inside the 5-yard line twice. That came away with 0 points.
Yes.
They went from 38th to 12th. I mean, you can't do that.
Yes.
That should be like illegal. You cannot make that big of a jump. It's impossible.
Every win's a good win. No such thing as a bad loss. There you go.
Right. And that's been the biggest problem, is only in that conference.
Yes. They've been running a Ponzi scheme for years.
Yeah. A team can go from unranked. Like, if Florida beats Kentucky this week, what's the ceiling? Can they be fifth? Are they going to go?
What happened years ago? The Dak Prescott team with Mississippi State. They went from unranked to top five in less in like 2-3 weeks.
Couple weeks.
Ridiculous.
I think they were number 3 when they popped.
Yeah.
We're only looking for a little consistency here, and it's only consistent from one conference.
Oh, God.
You can't go from number 38 to number 12 when you had a coin flip win at home as a 2-point dog, and the team, you can make a case they pissed it away.
Can't have it.
No.
I was a big Casey Kasem fan. Can't go from 38 to 12. I mean, the song's been out there.
Was that Michael Bolton?
Can't do that.
Big jump like that?
Can't do it. That's a long-distance dedication. That's a crap dedication, that is.
Yep.
Good find.
From Gainesville.
38 to 12. Yep. Utah's at the 2-yard line.
From Gainesville to Salt Lake City. Here's looking at you, kid.
Oh, God. Yeah, but I like Tennessee. And then, how about Iowa State? Look at that.
Iowa was 13. 13.
Oh, Campbell.
3.5.
No good.
Yeah, right. We will get into our season long predictions in the NFL up next. Divisions, wild cards, Super Bowl teams. I think I have 7 new teams making the playoffs this year. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled KALSHI, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kicking off tomorrow with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. All the props are up all season long. It's your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. The house specials are fantastic. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game.
All right, let's get you ready for some NFL season prep, Paulie. Our season-long predictions here, divisions, playoffs, wild card teams, Super Bowl entries. How nuts are you going to go?
With what?
The picks, the predictions.
My predictions?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you looked at them. You didn't think I went crazy?
Oh, no, I did.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't think I went crazy. There's nothing outlandish like Musburger picking the Browns to win the division, or
that's probably the number one like outlier.
I guess no drug testing at DraftKings. Sean King picked Washington to win the division, so I didn't. Nothing outlandish, nothing crazy.
Which one? And I think it was only like one person picked the two people picked the Titans, Ben Fowkes and Dave Tooley.
Yep,
and that was a pick from Peter King yesterday as well.
Yep,
but in our VSiN guide anyway.
I have nothing nuts. I mean, you picked the Panthers to make the playoffs. That's not.
Yeah,
kooky, but that's
I think I do that every single year. By the way, I do this based on some bets as well. Like I bet the Panthers to make the playoffs, so I kind of have to make them as one of my picks, right?
Yeah.
Like I bet the Saints every which way, including a nice bet on the division. So do I bet them, but yet not pick them to win it? That's weird to me. Is that an unwritten rule?
Bills to win the East, Ravens in the North, Colts, Chiefs. My wild card: Bengals, Dolphins, Broncos.
Bengals, Dolphins, Broncos.
NFC, all in on the Eagles. This might be the one surprise when we get to it. Vikings to win the division. Tampa, Rams. Wild card teams, Packers, Saints, Cowboys. That was made before the Smith injury.
So you
I think the Cowboys missed the playoffs, but this I did this, I don't know, a month ago.
Okay.
I would like to change that, but it is what it is.
And I'm guessing that the team that you'd like to have instead would be the 49ers because they kept Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And if it does go a little bit off the rails with Lance.
Yeah. And I have the Ravens over the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Now, see, there you go. That is a, you're going out on a limb with that pick.
Not anymore, apparently.
Well, that's
the
because.
The Ravens are not, they're a trendy pick, and now it's nothing but Eagles.
Does that scare you on both of them?
Yes, it does. I'd be very worried if I'm a Bills fan, too. 375 to win the Super Bowl. Come on.
Yep.
Not to mention, they're up against the VSiN cover jinx. With Allen on the cover.
I can tell you right now, going back to when the playoffs ended last year, and then we got into the early, offseason, early March, free agency period, the number one team I had my eye on was Baltimore. And the first person that I heard say that on this network was Amal Shaw. And I'm like, bam, I'm on the same page as Amal, who's a host here later on in the day. And then after that, it was just like a trickle-down effect. It was like everything I heard is people are going to be in Baltimore. And I'm like, oh, boy. Yeah, I was thinking the same exact thing, but when you hear that same exact narrative from every person, you're like, maybe that's a little too popular. But it makes sense with that team, clearly. And
Seven host contributors picked the Saints to win the division.
Seven out of the total group? Okay.
Yep.
Yep. I'm one of them.
Okay.
I'm going Bills in the East. Shocker there. I have the Ravens, the Colts, and the Chiefs as well. But I will tell you that I had to think about like the West and my wild card teams a lot. Because, again, you can make a case. Chiefs, I think, are still the best team in that division. But, boy, is it like razor thin. And so my playoff teams, Bengals, Broncos, Chargers. But am I confident in all those? No. Have I bet all of them? No. Just the prediction part here is very difficult. I could see the Dolphins making it, obviously.
I would like to see that. Three from the West and all those playoff teams.
Yeah, and by the way, I might be leaving the wrong team out because I originally had the Raiders.
Okay, yeah.
And then I pulled the Raiders out.
Chargers have to show it to me, prove it. Every year we go through this. I maybe like Patriots, no Bengals, but I like Belichick, but that doesn't appear like that's going to happen.
Yeah, and would I be stunned if the Steelers made the playoffs? No.
No.
I wouldn't be, although they're like 3-1 or a little bit better than that. I have not bet that, but if Trubisky comes out and looks pretty decent in a Mike Tomlin, you know, led team in that offense and with those receivers and Najee Harris, and that defense is going to be able to, you know, legitimately shut down teams again this year, that wouldn't blow me away. I don't have men, but I'm not going to be stunned. And my predictions in the NFC, I have the Eagles, Packers. I went back and forth with Packers and Vikings a lot, but settled on Green Bay. I have them both as a playoff team. I have the Saints winning the South, the Niners I have winning the West. Then I have Vikings, Rams, Panthers, by far my biggest outlier or dog.
All right.
To make it.
And you have the same Super Bowl as Peter King. And imagine if that is the Super Bowl. Oh, my God. Rodgers back in it. And the hell would freeze over if the Bills won the Super Bowl.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, it just.
Yeah. If we had that matchup.
Or a Bills-Vikings.
With those two fan bases and what the Bills fans have been through in the mafia. For decades now.
They've been through hell.
Yeah, and Rodgers hasn't been back in a decade.
Yep.
After winning one right away, that would be just completely epic. And by the way, at that point, if the Packers would actually make it, is he the MVP again? Because he clearly would make it work with the no-name receivers that he has to throw the ball to this year.
Could be. And it's something we started the show with since 1990. There have been at least four new playoff teams every year, 32 straight seasons. And you just think teams that made it last year, I would say Titans miss, Raiders miss, Patriots miss, Steelers miss. NFC, I'd go Cowboys, Cardinals. But certainly AFC, I could see chaos with the new teams to get in there.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely. That's going to be.
Imagine what this is like doing predictions if Deshaun Watson did not have a suspension.
Yeah.
And how good that team is with him at quarterback. I mean, that makes it that. Who's going to get left out then?
Hey, all the moves and all the star players went to the AFC for the most part. What happened? Let me give you a couple other props that I found interesting at DraftKings. Lions, Bears, Jets, Falcons, Giants all win five games, at least five, 8-1. Any interest? Convoluted, but what do you think? To me, it comes down to Bears. Oh, boy, that is tough. Lions, Bears, Jets, Giants, Falcons.
Well, I have to ask you a question.
They all win five games.
What's the lowest amount of games you think a team's going to win this year? Will a team be 3-14? Is 2-15 completely not happening?
Yeah, I think that's crazy. Yeah, two wins?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So let's say 3-14. No, I couldn't bet it then. Because I don't think I think Houston's actually going to be pretty decent this year.
Right. Your guy Pierce won the job, so that's a good news here.
So, and the Texans are not on that list. But I think one of those teams will win like three or four games.
Yeah. Will the Lions and Jags win at least seven games? Yes, plus 350.
Oh.
Aggressive. But again, this could both go over the win total.
Man,
get there.
If it was a higher number, I might actually be intrigued. But
yeah, too low. All right. Yeah.
You have to be confident in both of those bots. I mean, they were picking 1-2 in the draft last year. And so now you're going to have enough confidence for both teams to make that leap and win at least seven games. That's a pretty big jump. I can get on board with the Lions being better, but still to win seven games. Man, Jacksonville, same thing, I guess, just because it's going to be addition by subtraction with Urban Meyer no longer there.
How many games will go to overtime? Over under 17.5. I'm that intriguing with that number.
Oh, you'd have to really sit down and look.
Yeah, I know. That seems like a lot, but that's, yeah. And will the tie is 3-1. Will we have another tie this year?
No tie is 3-1.
No tie is 3-1.
I would actually look at that. Because I know we're on this like run right now of getting ties over the course of, you know, a few seasons, but it takes a lot for a game to tie. It's a good season-long sweat.
Yeah, it is.
Is what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's like the field goal prop, which are on different sides. Chernoff likes it over. I like it under. Longest field goal is 62.5. I lost that early on last year.
Yep, that's right.
It was a Prater right before halftime. He nailed one.
All right, it's time now for the pro tip of the hour. Every hour and available for subscribers only at vsin.com. Today, courtesy of Josh Applebaum, who joined us 25 minutes ago. Sean McVay, coach of the Rams, 9-6 ATS as an underdog. Rams are +2. Still maybe a couple of 2.5s out there as well. Does that game touch 3? I can't imagine. I mean, if it flashes 3 for 2 seconds, it's going to be gone.
Yeah.
I don't think it will. But there you go. That's our pro tip for this hour. Again, we do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. And they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at vsin.com, where you can sort them by sports and by show. Fun hour. Zip by. That's typically the case when the NFL returns. And up next, we will continue talking NFL. Ross Tucker is going to join the program coming up next. I will say this. Ross is, you know, he calls a bunch of games. He's on a sneaky good game this week in college. Army and Texas San Antonio. That's like completely under the radar,
yes.
Solid game. If it's on TV, you need to sit down and watch that and have it on among, you know, other games. We'll ask him the best team to miss the playoffs and the longest shot on the board that he could see winning the MVP. Ross Tucker next. Follow the money. VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.